You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
It's called 905. Sounds good, feels good, and tastes so good. Happy National Day. Very apt that we focus on proudly homegrown brands. We're chatting today to head chef of El Fuego, Ko Han Tie, who's just told us that he emerged as the world winner of the Young Talents Escoffier competition. Could you tell us more about your winning chicken dish?
So the criteria for that selection was to present it with three garnishes. And then I tried to present my chicken in a way that it showcased different techniques, different skill set, and also different flavors profile.
Wow.
So one of the garnishes is like a leek komiski that I'm currently serving in my high tea menu in El Fuego. Yeah, so it's like julienne leek.
Mm-hmm.
So we really cook that leek till it's really nice and soft, freeze it up, and then we pan it with a parsley breadcrumb. So in the end, we'll deep fry it and then we'll serve it hot. So when you bite it, we have this crunch of this fragrant parsley outside and then we have this soft melted leek inside.
And to think that your award-winning dish is now being served at El Fuego, I'm assuming that because, you know, this is a homegrown brand, we're talking affordable prices, reasonable, and, you know, the whole family can really enjoy. So you have a high tea menu as well at El Fuego?
Yes. So because in El Fuego, we are open all day from 11 till 11. So we really want everyone to be able to taste different segments of our creation at different timings. So during 3 to 5, we have this high tea menu catered for people who really want a nice cup of tea, coffee, to go together with our 3-tier tea stand.
So at the end of a long, hard day's work, I mean, do you even have energy to cook for yourself or your family or to even feed yourself properly?
I just want to go back and have a good rest. But for me, it's a must. So I would go to different places for supper.
Oh, okay.
Every single day after work.
This is good. That means you will probably have a good list of supper places for us, right?
Yes, sir.
And so what got you into cooking in the first place?
Actually, I didn't do really well in academic. So after secondary school, after N-level, my mom actually encouraged me to pick up something that requires a skill set. She told me, why not cooking? So I tell myself, okay, I give it a try. So I enrolled into ITE. So this is when my passion for cooking starts to grow.
You are really an encapsulation of that Singapore story where you start off humbly and suddenly, wow, that fire is ignited and then you work so hard that, oh my goodness, you have won all these accolades. You've gone from strength to strength and now you're the head chef. So, you know, kudos to you and congratulations.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, are you the one in the family that people turn to that, hey, since you can cook so well, since you're award winning, you have to cook for us?
Normally, yes, but I have a younger brother, so he's working with me right now as well. But sad to say, we don't cook at home because of washing and stuff. We would really rather eat out.
Perfect, because that's what we're going to be talking about next. Where are some of the favorite places for you to go and makan? So hang on, as always, with Makan Kakis, our foodie friend will give us their best recommendations. You don't want to miss out on that. Stay with us right here on Gold 905. Sounds good, feels good.